But the AEOB is an interesting, I think, is an interesting problem, because I think it gets to some of the things that, you know, Constance, you and Denny are talking about, which is, you know, the transparency and coverage rule, and even much of the No Surprise Act is really focused on exposing pricing information at the payer and provider level for pay, you know, what on the system side, the provider side is a patient, and on the health plan side is a member, right? But the AEOB, that component really is about that payer provider, kind of forcing the payer provider collaboration. And we think the language of that rule actually is going to force what some plans do today already, but really figure out how to technologically enable that. I have a patient who I'm going to be doing a procedure on. I need to be able to integrate with the plan sufficiently to get a fairly accurate estimate of what the cost of that procedure is going to be, which I think is going to create some interesting workflow burdens, right? Because a claim, an adjudicated claim, requires typically some analytics work afterwards, right? Like that doesn't, you know, the health plan doesn't just, it just doesn't shoot out of the system. There's a lot of auditing and work that happens to approve that afterwards. And things like, you know, things that happen at the point of care, you know, which anesthesiologist is assigned to a particular surgical procedure is a key part of what it's going to cost, right? And so there's a burden on the provider to be able to say some of that stuff up front. That's in a fee-for-service framework. In a value-based care, maybe a little simpler, but I think these are important questions that are going to have to get worked out between the plans and payers.